Hey folks, welcome back to Dance Fever, Southern West Virginia's only dance reality show recap show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
Dance competition recap show.
Yeah. Show.
I guess.
Show.
Whatever. So, we have gone from three to now just one show left.
Well, actually, I'm going to mention where we went last night. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Do you want to do that first?
Yeah, I'm going to do that before I do Strictly Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to give the where you find us, or do we want to go straight
No,
in?
I'll hold them hostage and
okay,
do that
cool.
at the end.
Yeah, right. They just, if they even listen.
That's it.
Okay, last night we had a date, and we went to a Taste of Ireland company performance at our local little theater, and it was song and dance, a lot of dance, and it's the, if I say river dance, then you probably will more likely visualize in your head what kind of dancing we saw. But they also did kind of contemporary, and they kind of made it contemporary in Latin in places. There was almost like a Paso Doble river dance.
The show happening. Was called A Celtic Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the style of dance. We didn't look it up, but I'm sure there is a classification for that high kicking, almost tap, but not kind of tap, maybe clogging kind of dancing that they do. And that was...
This is its Irish step dancing.
Okay. That was the predominant style. There seemed to be a little bit of, contemporary, maybe almost ballet-ish.
Almost.
At times with some of the girls. Now, the guys, they pretty much stuck to that Celtic style, no matter what they were doing. Storytelling, multiple acts... intermission, full review at the end. There was 17 people total. There were seven couples and then three others in addition.
There was a violinist and a guitarist and a
vocalist. Yeah.
Vocalist. And the violinist was exceptional,
seven
I thought.
Couples.
We were waiting her to bust out Lindsey Stirling
Lindsey Stirling style.
Because she was playing very, very well. I mean, she was very accomplished. Not that the guitar player wasn't also, but he was basically doing the beat strumming rather than intricate work like she was doing.
He was the walking bass or the bass.
It was a guitar, but he was doing the beat strum.
Yeah.
So keeping the beat.
It was different. It was entertaining. It was something to see. Footwork at
mm-hmm.
times in some of those dances that
mm-hmm.
was really, really impressive from a there's no way in hell I could do that kind point of view,
no.
you know. So, yeah, it was fun.
Okay, we're going to move on to Strictly, which is our only show that's on the television somewhere. And Tess and Claudia are still our hostesses. And Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton are still our judgeses. And when I say the scores, it will be Eddie Lee's score, my score, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, Anton. It's musicals week, so we started out with a Little Shop of Horrors, choreographed by Bill Deamer.
Yes.
Piece with the all the pros in it. And it was cute. We liked Little Shop of Horrors, so we kind of liked it.
And that's, of course, Horrors. Horrors.
Yeah.
Not whores.
Not the Little Shop of Horrors.
Which is, anytime I say Little Shop of Horrors, it's like, what? No.
No, we're not buying people.
That's a different movie. I'm sure that movie is out there.
Well, that was the one with Dolly Parton and Bert.
That's the best little whorehouse
I know.
In Texas. Yeah, okay.
But that was a Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. So our first couple out is Sarah and Vito doing a Charleston.
Dancing too popular from the musical Wicked.
Because it's musicals week. And we gave them both a 9. Craig and Motsy gave them a 9. And Shirley and Anton gave them 10s. It was very good. I thought it was very, very good. Next out was Montel and Johannes doing a Roomba.
Dancing to I'm Here from The Color Purple.
We enjoyed it. We gave her 9s. And it went downhill from that. Well, except for Anton also gave them a 9. They got a 7, 8, 8, and 9 from the judges. Tasha and Aliaj, yes, I can't say his name right.
Aliaj.
Aj. It's spelled all jazz
Aliaj.
Without a Z.
Yeah, with a Z with the umlaut because he's Croatian?
No, Slovenian.
Slovakia.
Yeah.
Slovakian.
Argentine tango is what they did.
Dancing to Ex-Wives from Six.
And I want to see that musical now. It's about Henry VIII and it's about all his wives. That's why it's called Six.
The musical Six. Mm-hmm.
So we gave them tens because we are, you know, go by what we see and whether we like it and get the feels. They got a 9 from Craig, 10 from Motsy, a 9 from Shirley, and a 10 from Anton. Chris and Diane did a Quick Step.
Dancing to You're the Top from Anything Goes.
You gave him an 8. You were harsh. I gave him a 9.
I wasn't
Craig
so
gave
harsh.
Him a 7. You were close.
I wasn't so harsh.
And Motsy and Shirley gave him an 8. And Anton gave him a 9.
Yeah, so
I think
see.
That's the lowest score that Chris might have gotten in a while. And it was in Hold. He usually does really well with Quick Step. I thought it was really good. Pete and Yuita did a waltz.
Dancing to Somewhere from West Side Story.
And it was a struggle. We gave him 8s because he got out there and he attempted, and we didn't see where he messed up any. But Craig gave him a 5. He apparently saw him messing up. And he got 7s from everybody else. So he's the low score on the totem pole. And then JB and Lauren finished out our evening with a Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Let's Go Fly a Kite from Mary Poppins.
And I think it was my favorite dance of the evening.
Okay.
Even more than the Argentine tango, which normally I like more, but it's a toss-up.
Yeah,
it's a toss-up with those two. Because we both gave them 10s on this, too. So we felt the same about the Argentine tango as we do the Viennese waltz. They got a 9 from Craig and 10s from everybody else. So they got almost a perfect score.
Right.
So then next week is the semifinals. And we go to the vote-off show. So we can see who's going to be in our semifinals. We rehash everything, and we have the Hamilton cast come and do one of their numbers from their East Ender stage show. It's not Broadway, it's East End.
The Schuyler Sisters. I don't know if that was the performers or the name of the piece. I can't tell.
And we bring everybody out until safe. Pete and Yuita. The UK public love you, love you, love you to pieces.
Some of the UK public,
the ones that comment on anything that we can read are very upset that he's still here. But however, he has to be getting a massive amount of votes because he's always bottom man on the totem pole with the judges' votes.
But has he been in a dance-off?
No.
Then he has not been the bottom.
The
two.
UK love him.
So
some of them.
And it's not us, because we watch the show after. We cannot participate in voting.
No.
And even if we could.
I don't think we could.
I'd have to try to figure that out. I don't know how we could vote from
up here.
We'd
have to get on the NORAD VPN thing.
I'm not even sure that would work.
And Chris and Diane are also safe. So the bottom two on the leaderboard are safe.
We're the first two announced safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have our dance debrief. In the dance-off is Tasha and Aljaz. 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 I can't
Aliage.
Say it. Aliage. I'll get it right eventually. I've had a tough day at work. Then we have our dance debrief where they talk about...
But you're not at work.
...why they gave the scores that they gave. And then we had Sunset Boulevard, pro dancers. Jason Gilkerson was the choreographer. And it was really good. It was about Norma Desmond.
It was
the life of Norma Desmond.
Just a good ballroom group music set kind of piece.
It's the musical about Norma Desmond.
It was nicely traditional.
Yes.
Given all of the untraditional that we'll normally run into throughout the course of an episode or the season. This was just a nice, other than the... Remembrance Day piece, which is almost always traditional. This is probably the most traditional dance that they've done this season, I think.
So then we bring everybody back and we tell us safe is JB and Lauren and Sarah and Vito. And Montel and Johannes are in the bottom two for the 4th week in a row. Yeah. We don't understand the UK public.
They're just
they don't vote for Montel, but they do vote for Pete. Okay.
And the problem is I saw this and I'm like, oh, Montel, there's no way
that they'll pick her over
outdance Tasha.
Not
this late in the season.
And they didn't. Everybody unanimously voted to keep Tasha.
Chris and Pete, she would have outdanced them.
I think if the judges could
Sarah
get Chris and Pete
JB
into the bottom two, he'd be gone.
Yeah, they'd be gone. Either one of them. And they would
I don't
be gone.
Care if who he was dancing against. He would be gone.
Yeah, but no.
No, we had to say goodbye to Montel.
And it's funny because, you know, we're Americans watching this UK show and seeing the UK people complain about the fact that he's on there. But the UK people, of course, obviously it's different people, but
they're keeping
in
him
the,
on.
In the big umbrella, the UK people are who's... We do the same thing for Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. I know. We mm-hmm. vote, and then we look and we're like, how can people mm-hmm. still... Mm-hmm. And, you know, so...
Because it's a popularity contest. But what kills me is on both shows, when they're talking about, oh, you're still here and you're not still here, nobody ever says the public is screwing you over or the public is loving you and keeping you in here when you don't deserve it.
No, they never say anything
about
the public.
They never say anything about the public, either one.
They We'll talk about how they're surprised they're mm-hmm. in the bottom, but neither the pros nor the judges, which makes me think they've been told not
nowhere
to
nowhere in little snippets that they show.
No.
Nowhere. I mean, Johannes has not once said, Montel, you need to find the public and get them to vote for you.
Although, Pete has recognized
yes.
that is why
he's still there. Because he said, he on his Facebook page, which I followed because he's a contestant, he's like, I can't believe that you all have kept me here. And he does have that little bit of remorse. He's like, people who are much better than me
have gone home.
And, yeah. and really, that's not fair in a way. But you keep me coming back. I will come back and do my best.
And that's the thing about Pete. He is completely out of his element. But he has not quit.
Mm-mm.
He has not given up. As long as he's there, he's going to do what he said he was going to do, mm-hmm. and he'll keep going.
And I think a lot of that's for Yuwita also. He wants to
okay.
He wants to not disappoint her.
Right, right. To reward her for the time mm-hmm. and energy she's put into it. Yeah, but, I mean, Tasha and Aliash had the second highest score at 38, okay? Pete had a 26 at the low. That's 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
But the second highest score was in the dance-off, and mm-hmm. the low point went... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just... Mm-hmm. And the only thing they can do is change the weight of the
yes.
scores. Because they're not going to take away the public vote because then the public won't watch.
Right.
But they do have to, if it's an issue. Now, maybe it's not an issue because obviously people are tuning in and voting for Pete.
But you said that the vote-off show went from ranked 2 to 9.
Yeah, I think because people are like, still... Watching the competition show is still number one, maybe number two, depending, in all of
mm-hmm.
the United Kingdom, not just England. So, same thing with Dancing with the Stars. The only thing that you can do is change the mm-hmm. weight of the judges
mm-hmm.
and make it 75%
mm-hmm.
to 25% or...
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the weight is anymore. There used to be people out there that would figure it out somehow. You have to know how many people voted, how many votes a person got to be mm-hmm. able to figure that out. So I don't know how they did that. Also, they finished announcing the celebrities that are going to be on the Strictly Live tour. And it's going to be Jamie, Montel, Wynn, Tasha, JB, Sarah, and Shane.
That's a lot.
2, 4, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 7. So, you know what? 1, 2, 3 are probably going to make the finals of those.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, JB, and Tasha probably will make the final. Wynn and
Shane
are both there, which is good because I think the chemistry between the two of them, they really, off camera... Because they haven't done a whole
and
lot
Jamie.
On camera.
Jamie was also, him and Wynn were very close.
Yeah, Jamie, not Shane. I'm thinking Jamie. The chemistry, they're just, I guess because in a lot of ways they're the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know. So, okay. Is that everything that
Do you
know?
Have anything dances for next week?
Oh, yes, I do. Everybody will be doing 2 dances next week. Both of them unlearned. JB and Lauren will be doing a salsa and a paso doble. That's about as close as mm-hmm. you can get in 2 songs, I think. Chris and Diane will be doing a Charleston and a Viennese waltz.
Okay.
Almost as far apart as mm-hmm. you can get. Pete and Yuita will be doing an Argentine tango and a foxtrot. Kind of similar. Sarah and Vito, a jive and a tango. Again, kind of similar. Tasha and Aliage will be doing a waltz and a salsa. So they're pretty opposite, I think. Looks like lots of good music next week. Everything from Metallica to Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Yeah. A Viennese waltz to a Metallica song.
Cool.
Didn't Metallica, the one that had the string, the one of their songs that they had a big string ensemble in? Wasn't that Metallica?
Could be.
I think it was. Right about the time that online music was getting big and Metallica was fighting places using their songs and all this. I think an album they came out with right about that time, they had like a full orchestral accompaniment with them.
Okay.
So, yes. So, there is... that is everything we have this episode.
Cool.
So, from now, for the rest of the season, which is only 2-3 more episodes for us probably, it'll be Strictly Talk. So... just to give you guys the heads up. If you do want to get in touch with us, you can go by the website, deliberatenoise.com/dancefever, and leave comments on the episodes when I post them there. Dancefever@gmail.com is the email address if you want to email us. On Blue Sky, you can skeet Teal Productions, Teal the color, T-E-A-L. And on Twitter, you can tweet dancefever, one word.
And fever is always F-E-V-R-E, no matter which social platform you choose.
Alrighty, guys. We have to go now and eat dinner and catch up on wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk to you next week.
Bye.